It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. Today is the birthday of American soldier and former slave Henry Ossian Flipper, born in 1856 in Thomasville, Georgia. In 1877, he was the first African-American to graduate from the United States Military Academy at West Point, earning a commission as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army. After receiving his commission, he was assigned to one of the all-black regiments, which were historically led by white officers. Assigned to A Troop under the command of Captain Nicholas Nolan, he became the first non-white officer to lead Buffalo soldiers of the 10th Cavalry. Flipper served with competency and distinction during the Apache Wars and the Victorio Campaign, but he was hounded by rumors alleging improper conduct. The original allegation stemmed from what was deemed inappropriate behavior with a white woman. Although the charge was unfounded, it soon grew to include accusations of dereliction of duty and embezzlement of military funds for which he was responsible. Eventually, he was court-martialed and dismissed from the Army. After losing his commission, Flipper worked throughout Mexico and Latin America as an assistant to the Secretary of the Interior. He retired to Atlanta in 1931 and died there of natural causes in 1940. In 1994, his descendants applied to the U.S. military for an examination of his court-martial and dismissal. A review found the conviction and punishment were unduly harsh and unjust and recommended that the dismissal be changed to a good conduct discharge. Shortly afterward, an application for pardon was filed with the Secretary of the Army, and that was forwarded to the Department of Justice. President Bill Clinton pardoned Lieutenant Flipper on February 19, 1999. Originally buried in an unmarked grave because of the scandal attached to his name, Flipper was given a formal reburial with full military honors. As a civilian, he also worked in the United States Justice Department. He was fluent in Spanish and was able to save thousands of acres of disputed land in the Southwest Territory. He also published translations of Spanish and Mexican law that continue to be used as references today. After his discharge was changed, a bust of Flipper was unveiled at West Point. Since then, an annual award in his honor has been granted to graduating cadets at the Academy who exhibit leadership, self-discipline, and perseverance in the face of unusual difficulties. Throughout his life, Flipper was a prolific author, writing mostly about scientific topics, the history of the Southwest, and his own experiences. In The Colored Cadet at West Point, published in 1878, he describes his experiences at the Academy. And in the posthumous Negro Frontiersman, the Western Memoirs of Henry O. Flipper, released in 1963, he describes his life in Texas and Arizona after his discharge from the Army. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 21st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.